It's time now to Focus on the Community on WAMW. Focus on the Community presented by First Federal Savings Bank, Washington's locally owned bank. And we continue our spotlight on the area schools as the school year winds down, believe it or not, graduation just around the corner. And this week our spotlight is on North Davies as Superintendent Jody Berry joins us. Jody, thanks for talking with us. Can you believe another year is almost in the books?
Each year, Duane, they get faster and faster, it seems like.
Yeah, you blink your eyes and it's gone. We were just talking and the start of the school year began, and now here it is almost over. Well, give us a quick crib note version recap of the year at North Davies. I know I saw a recent social media post. A lot of stuff is happening there at your school.
Yes, we have a lot going on. We have some, you know, school improvements that are happening. We're putting a new roof on the high school. We're painting all of the hallways in the elementary school building, you know, working on some HVAC, just trying to keep our facilities and our campus as beautiful as it can be.
Well, and a lot of that will continue over the summer months. Summer months is really when the custodians and the non-teaching staff really gets busy and into full swing.
Yeah, we're adding to our custodial and maintenance plate. We are doing a lot of classroom rearrangement at the high school to expand and broaden our current programming in the CTE classes. So that involves about 9 different classrooms and offices moving. So we've got some staff that are going to have a hectic summer, but we've got a really good staff, and they do what's best for the kids and the student body, so they're rolling with it, and we're going to be moving a lot of people around.
Well, this is the wave of the future. We're going to hear this from all the superintendents in the weeks ahead, but bottom line, the curriculum as we know it is changing quite a bit, Jody.
Yeah, and, you know, we're trying to expand and improve upon what we currently do with the current footprint that we have to, you know, save money, save the taxpayers' money, and do our best to use what we have at hand, but just use it more efficiently. And those spaces, those labs, are what we're trying to make more communal, to where everybody, every department can have access through scheduling to get to those labs.
So CTE stands for Career and Technical Education, of course. Talk about some of those programs that we're looking to implement at North Davies.
You know, we are a strong and proud agriculture program with our FFA and Mrs. Rimsburg. We have Mr. Chad Flint, who is our welding instructor and manufacturing programming. And then we have Mr. Brandon Collison, who assists with, you know, woodworking and CNC and those types of activities. And then, you know, that also includes our culinary department, Mrs. Mathias, and our Cougar Creations with our social media posting, our digital output, and our shirts that they create, the printing press that we have. And then it also includes Amy Graber working hard with the seniors in their capstones and some of their pathways in that department.
Unbelievable. Again, it's a happening place for sure. You talk about career technical education. You've got woodworking there. You've got the business field. You've got the culinary arts. You guys are really covering it all. And again, it kind of leads into, I forget which year, it might be these incoming freshmen that start with that new curriculum path. Is that right? The incoming freshmen next year, or has it already started?
Nope, incoming freshmen next year, you know, a lot of different flexibilities that now exist for these kids to get high school diplomas and graduate to go into their chosen career path, whether it's, you know, directly into the workforce or whether it's a trade or a junior college or a four-year college. We're really having to diversify and broaden the options that we can give our kids, and North Davies is embracing that and trudging right forward with those kids to make sure they get what they need and what they want as well.
Well, the feedback has been great so far. You know, what are you hearing from your fellow superintendents and even the work community as a whole, the job market? I know that the local employers are really pleased to see education going this route because they're looking for those people, those students right out of high school in some cases.
Yeah, and I really can't say enough about Mrs. Smith and her assistant, Mrs. Taylan Johnson. They do a lot with our work-based learning along with Twin Rivers to get those kids out and get internships into local businesses to where these kids can truly experience what they think they might want to do And it's a way to build their resume and get those business contacts for post-secondary or even while they're in college, job opportunities. We've got several. I think at one time between internships and work-based learning, we were over 60 kids that we were pushing out into the community to get those experiences and get their feet wet on what they might want to do.
That's awesome. And in some cases, it almost seems like it's lonely there in the actual school building itself as more and more students are getting out into the community and into the workforce, right?
Yeah, and that hands-on experience can't be replicated all the time within the classroom. You know, our teachers do a wonderful job and they bring in, technology and, experiences within the four walls, but getting them outside these four walls is definite benefit.
Well, again, this is all starting next year with the new curriculum path for the incoming freshmen. So I know there's a lot of education process along the way as you teach parents about what's coming at North Davies. Do you have any upcoming meetings or anything that's going to be that you're going to be sharing with the parents of North Davies students?
Mrs. Smith has already had at least two or three meetings with every grade level, grade 7 through 12, 7 through 11. And so those meetings have already been held. And, she will, again, meet with anybody over the summer that has more questions. We do host a boot camp over the summer. It's usually in early August before school starts to help those 7th graders coming in just to familiarize themselves with the building. But all of the meetings to develop those 4- and 6-year plans for grades 7 through 12 have already been held. And Mrs. Smith does a wonderful job educating our parents and explaining what options the kids have, and then she takes that information and now she has the scheduling side to do to make sure we have the teachers that we need and that we have the classes offered that we need.
It's awesome. It truly is. I love seeing education go in this direction. It's the wave of the future, and it keeps students excited about learning, not just looking in a book and reading and copying notes, actually giving them that hands-on experience. So we're going to, all of our county schools, Jody, and including yourself, of course, I really give a shout-out to all of our superintendents and our schools here in Davies County for being ahead of the class, moving forward quickly, making the adaptations as needed to get these students ready for what's next and ahead.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for our administrators and our support staff to collaborate and get creative on changing that traditional, go to school, lecture format. We don't really believe in that. We do the project-based learning. We do that hands-on experience. And it's really a neat opportunity for us to think outside the box.
We talked a lot about the high school, but we don't want to leave out your North Davies Elementary as well. What's anything new at the elementary level that we can talk about today?
The elementary is still, pushing forward with all of their great initiatives. They're really focusing on reading and the Orton-Gillingham approach, and they're just doing a wonderful job making sure that we're using the multi-tiered system of support, the MTSS, to support our kids in multiple areas of their education. We have a strong STEM program at the elementary. Mrs. Loniger, teaches STEM to K through 6th grade. And we're going to continue with that and continue with our professional learning communities and making sure the teachers are doing data-driven instruction and meeting the kids where they are and pushing them to where they can be.
And the robotics program is starting even in those earlier grade levels too.
Yes, we have some minimal robotics that the STEM teacher utilizes. We don't have a formalized robotic competition team, but they are learning about robots and they are learning about multiple things to do with STEM. We have two or three, I believe, STEM fellowship teachers at the elementary, which means they've put in multiple hours of training to just enhance the education and the curriculum that they're giving those K through 6 kids.
It's awesome. It truly is. Well, let's switch gear a little bit to athletics. One of the big news items for North Davies Athletics is a new boys basketball coach that was recently hired.
Yes, we are very excited to have Mr. Dusty Cole come on board with his wife and his kids, a wonderful family. He's got not only going to be the boys basketball coach, but he's also going to be our assistant principal. We've gone a year without a high school assistant principal, and going into last year, we knew we would try it, and you know, we went forward and tried it, and we realized quickly we cannot do without a high school assistant principal. It's just too much of a load on the other two administrators. So the board supported, you know, posting that position, and we were lucky to get Dusty Cole. And, you know, along with him, we were blessed to get an assistant, Jared Spear and Mike Brown. So we're awful excited to get them in. And then it was really just ironic on how everything landed because, you know, we hired five new people at that board meeting, and we had a position for every one of them. We didn't create a position. We didn't do anything out of the ordinary. It truly were positions that we had that we needed to fill. And we found five amazing people to fill those spots.
Very good. That's awesome news. Well, and that was going to lead to my next point. Are there any other positions you're looking to fill as you look to next school year?
Well, right now, you know, we needed a behavior specialist, and we've landed that person in, with Alexa Spear. And we needed a science teacher, and we filled that with Jeremy Reynolds. And then we needed an elementary teacher due to a retirement, and we filled that with Emily Reynolds. We also needed a volleyball coach, but we were very excited to get Miss Rachel Knepp to fill that spot. But right now, we don't have any openings. We might have an elementary teaching opening, but that decision won't be really made until June, maybe early July, because we're so close on enrollment numbers on whether or not we need that additional teaching spot to be filled. So we do have an opening right now for an assistant food service director, which is a non-certified position, and it's been posted. So we're taking applications for that, and we can always use applications for substitute teachers, substitute custodians, substitute cafeteria workers. You know, always have openings and needs for those positions.
Very cool. Well, give us the important dates we need to know now as the school year winds down, last day of school, graduation date, and all of that good stuff.
Okay. First and foremost, May 10th, it's a Sunday at 2 p.m., are the senior awards, and that will be in the high school auditorium. The last student day is May 21st. Then graduation is May 22nd. Friday night at 7 p.m., and that will be in the high school main gym. We do host softball sectional this year on May 25th, and then summer school is right up on us. We will start summer school on June 1st for incoming kindergarten through fourth grade, and that is an invite-only program.
And then before you know it, we're going to be back in kindergarten roundup just around the corner in the start of the 26-27 school year, right?
Yeah, we've had kindergarten roundup already, and the kids have pre-enrolled, and Mrs. Judy is working diligently to get them into the appropriate groupings, and you know, they'll start scheduling those kids in those homerooms, and they'll release that in August.
Very good. Well, I tell you what, it's an exciting time. End of the year always is, but it's a quick summer and right back at it. Come August, you'll be back before you know it. I hate to say that. I don't mean to rush summer along by any means, Jody. That's just the facts, right? What's the first day back?
Right.
Do you have the first day back?
Our first day back for next school year is August 12th, which I believe is a little later than some of our neighboring schools. But August 12th will be the first student day.
All right, Jody, anything we're forgetting before we let you go?
I don't believe so, Dwayne. I think we're ready, and we're excited to, you know, graduate these seniors who have been working hard and accomplishing their goal of a high school education to get prepared for the next step in their lives.
Lots of exciting things happening at North Davie Schools. Jody Berry is the superintendent, our guest on Focus this week as we wrap up the school year. Jody, thank you so much for sharing time with us. Keep up the good work up there in the northern part of the county. You guys are doing awesome things and great things still to come with North Davie students. We wish you all the best.
I appreciate it, Dwayne. Thank you.
Focus on the Community presented by First Federal Savings Bank, Washington's locally owned bank. You can download a podcast of today's show by visiting our website at wamwamfm.com. I'm Dwayne Shake, inviting you to tune in each weekend as we shine a spotlight on a topic important to our community and focus on the community here on WAMW.